You're listening to the Organize My Thoughts podcast, where we teach you how to get out of your head so you can execute the vision. I am your host, Kyla Jackson. Let's get started. Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. I am your host, Coach Kyla, and today we're going to be talking about how to decide which business idea to execute first. This episode is for all my multifaceted creative entrepreneurs where God has blessed you with many gifts and you find yourself always thinking about all these different business ideas. It's very exciting in the beginning to be constantly creative, constantly having ideas, but quickly that excitement can turn into paralysis where we ultimately have so many ideas that we get stuck and never move forward. If you're listening to this episode, you probably have a bunch of unfinished projects. And if you've taken my quiz, the starter, staller, or slayer, you most likely fall into the starter category, where again, procrastination is probably something that you deal with on a regular basis. And unfortunately, it is a byproduct of being a starter, but it doesn't have to be something that holds you in bondage. And so again, in this video, I want to share with you my three-step formula that you can use to decide which idea you want to execute first. The formula that I'm going to teach you today has been used by my clients, and even when they started off super overwhelmed, once they implemented these steps, they were able to close their notebook to all of their great ideas and focus on the one that's going to be the most profitable, the simplest to execute, and the one that's going to yield the most fruit. I also use this formula in my everyday life as someone who God has called to execute multiple business ideas. So I'm so excited. Let's go ahead and hop right in. We're going to start off this episode by answering a question from the Clarity Cafe. This is the segment of the podcast where you guys are actually able to submit questions about how to get out of your head and execute. And you can use the link in the description box to go ahead and submit your question. You can do it anonymously or you can include your name. It's totally up to you. Now let's go ahead and start off with today's question, which is from our sis named Yasmin. Yasmin says, "Hi, Kyla. I've been wanting to step into an online business for a while now, and I actually have a few ideas. I love writing, so part of me wants to start a blog to encourage Christian women, but I've also been thinking about starting a YouTube channel where I share Bible studies or maybe creating a digital journal or planner that women can buy. I keep going back and forth, and I don't know which one to commit to first. How do I choose where to start so I can finally move forward?" Thank you again, Yasmin, for submitting your question to the Clarity Cafe. Let's go ahead and hop right in. This question about where to start when you have so many business ideas is one of my number one most asked questions by all of my clients. And the first thing that I always tell them is that usually you have a bunch of different parts of a business idea that feel like an individual business themselves. So for example, in your case, you love writing and you're thinking about starting a blog. You also mentioned starting a YouTube channel and also having a devotional or some type of Bible study for sale. All of those things kind of fall under one business, quote unquote. Technically, the only product that you have for sale is the devotional, and everything else is used as a form of marketing. So the YouTube channel and the blog that you want to create, those are marketing platforms. Now, if you decide to monetize your YouTube channel through ads or monetize your blog through ads, then they act as an individual business themselves. But what we actually need to realize is that the entire business idea itself is some type of motivational platform for women. And then you have different products underneath of that. So again, your devotional would be a product for sale. And let's say later down the line, you decide to get certified as a life coach, and you now start offering life coaching services to your clients. Now that becomes the actual business, and you will market and tell other women about your services through those two different marketing platforms that you chose, like the YouTube channel or like the blog. So technically, you're not all over the place. They're just moving pieces that add up to a larger picture. So in your particular case, when it comes to where to start, I would start by developing an audience that is positioned so that way when you decide to launch your devotional, you're not launching on deaf ears. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't work on the devotional as you're continuing to grow your following on those different platforms. One of the things that I wish I had done early on was actually do both of these things at the same time. Because once you have your product, you can actually dive deeper into exactly who you want to target for that product. And then when you start creating content and start creating blogs and videos, then you're actually able to lead these people on a journey. One of the things that you have to be really careful with when it comes to starting with just a platform by itself and not really having a clear offer is that it's very easy to fall into the trap of just creating content that is trending or content that just gets a lot of views. When it comes to being a business owner, you want to make sure that your marketing efforts align with your business offers, meaning that every time you create a blog or every time you create a video, it should be leading someone closer to your sales funnel. And all a sales funnel is how people come from your free social media platforms onto either your paid services, your email list, and things like that. So again, the advantage of building your product, but also developing an audience online that will be prepared for your product is that you can be strategic from the very beginning and you're less likely to get distracted. People online will actually tell you what they're looking for. That way you can tailor your product to really meet their needs and you'll have a lot more audience information that can help you again, tailor your offers, tailor your content. So just making sure that everything is on track. Now, if everything I'm saying feels very overwhelming, you're like, Kyla, I hear you, but I don't necessarily understand all the way. I would love to invite you to join the Dream to Driven program, which is a program where I'll walk with you over 6 weeks to execute your business idea from scratch. And we'll create a marketing plan that will allow you to reach the audience that you intend to and start making sales. So I hope that answered your question. I always love to recommend that program because I know that most of the people that fall in that starter category and can't figure out where to start, they're more likely to fall into procrastination or information overload, and they won't really get to that execution stage. So that's why that program is so helpful. And so if that's something that you're interested in or anyone else listening, you can actually click the link in the description box below to apply or scan the QR code that's on the screen. Alrighty, that's going to wrap up this segment of the Clarity Cafe. Let's go ahead and dive into the formula that you can use to decide which business idea to execute first. And so before I share the formula that's going to help you to decide, I have to remind you that all ideas have their dedicated times and seasons. Sometimes God will give you business ideas that don't need to be executed immediately. So it's up to us to be a good steward over those ideas and write them down, but also make sure that we're taking them to the Lord. I'll give you an example. God gave me the idea to start teaching about YouTube maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. And this is before I had my own channel, but I was actually helping other people develop their channels behind the scenes. And so I started working on that idea and I actually launched it and it was crickets. I had no clients, there was no buzz for it, and I was so confused because I could have sworn that that was the idea that God wanted me to execute. So I put it down, kind of closed my notebook on those efforts, and fast forward 4 years later, God had me relaunch that YouTube program just in a different package. It's actually now called Call to Create, which is the YouTube school for Christian entrepreneurs and creators. But I learned so much from that experience because that time that I was using to develop that program wasn't wasted. By the time God told me to launch it a few years later, I already had a blueprint and I was able to execute so much faster. So even as you're deciding which idea to work, you're going to have to test it out as an act of faith to see where God is leading you. So definitely keep that in mind as I share the formula that's going to help you to decide where to start. So this formula is actually broken down into what I like to call the 3 P's, which are pray, pick, and proceed. Let's start off with pray. You guys know by now I'm a huge advocate for doing all things unto the glory of God, and that means properly executing the business ideas that God has given us. I have been a recipient of other people's businesses, and I cannot even tell you where my life would be if some people had not executed the business ideas that God has called them to do. I understand the weight of these God projects. I believe that God has put business ideas on the inside of us to solve problems in the earth and that they are time-sensitive issues. So when you get a business idea download, sometimes you may not initially know that it's coming from God. It may have just come to you randomly, or it's just something that you just thought about or you've been thinking about over the years. Either way, you should be writing those business ideas down and immediately praying to God about if it's the time or season for you to execute. I personally keep a running list of all the different business ideas that I get. And sometimes I'm getting ideas like every single month or even on a weekly basis. And I write them all down in a folder inside my notes app called Business Ideas from God. And sometimes that list gets very, very long. But again, the first step before you even pray is capturing and being a good steward. Now, once you make your list, whether you have it already in like a notes folder or you're going to make it after this episode, you're going to ask the Lord, God, which idea honors you in this season? And then you're going to be patient and wait for him to respond. This is probably one of the most uncomfortable parts about working with God because we have to have relationship first. You can't just go to God and ask him about your business and you don't have relationship with him. God is a God of order. So when he gives you things, he's not so much concerned about what you can do for him, but how you spend time with him. And that's something that I had to learn because my testimony was I actually got saved at a business conference seeking the Lord about business and not about relationship. And God had to put things in the proper order for me. So now I understand the importance, again, of being in right relationship with God. But I also have revelation that God is involved in every single area of my life. The Holy Spirit gives me wisdom, not just about faith matters, but also about business matters, financial matters, relational matters. Like he knows all things, which also means that he knows when I need to be executing at what season. If you are one of those people who gets very overwhelmed and you start to second guess the voice of God in all areas of your life, but especially business, this is going to move you into the second P of this formula, which is pick. Again, sometimes we're not 100% sure whether we heard God or not. And so in order to avoid that overthinking, you're going to pick the most profitable idea and take a faith step. For example, if God is calling you to start a clothing line and you're not really sure if it came from him or it's an idea that just kind of came randomly, start small. Maybe start looking at different platforms that you can sell your t-shirts on. Maybe start drafting out some designs. And as you begin to make those faith steps, take it back to God and see what he's saying. Do you feel a lot of resistance to the point where you're not able to produce this with a level of ease? Now, when I say this, I don't mean that you won't encounter obstacles in your entrepreneurship journey, but there should be a level of peace and ease that comes with executing a business idea from God. So after you've taken it to God, go with the first idea that kind of pops in your head out of that list and make sure that it's a profitable one. When I say profitable, I mean that it's going to make you money. Sometimes we have ideas that are really important to us, but they're not really important to other people, and people are not interested in buying them. And when it comes to your couple initial business ideas, you want to make sure that you're going to be able to get clients and sales for them. Now, the beauty about the time period that we're living in right now is that you can pretty much sell anything. Like, we're living in a time where people are selling pictures of their feet. Like, are you kidding me? And making money from it. And so as a creative, this is a great time to be alive because you're not so boxed in this online space. And people are willing to invest in things that fuel their passion. They're just all types of things. So when it comes to profitability, you actually have some flexibility in this space that we're in right now. But again, just kind of keep that in mind, because I say this because sometimes we as creative entrepreneurs, we can get really attached to a certain idea because it's something that we're so passionate about. But again, it may not relate to anybody else but us. So make sure that you're creating something that there's actually a market for and a demand for. And the beauty about working with God is that when he gives you an idea, there's already an intended audience in mind, which is such a blessing. So again, just remember, it's not about making the perfect choice. It's about taking faith steps in a direction that you feel led, and God will guide you along the way. If this is not something that God wants you to do, He will redirect you. And that is such a blessing as someone who can tend to overthink things. If I'm on the wrong path, God will simply reroute me. But it's better to make a decision than no decision at all. Something else that I like to think about when executing a business idea is, what do I have the capacity to do? Sometimes we have, again, a larger vision of what God is calling us to do, but there are little pieces that need to be established before we can get to that place. So I like to focus on the business ideas that I actually have capacity to do. And a disclaimer here, because again, working with God, sometimes He will give you things that are beyond your capacity. But when I say capacity, I mean like as far as time I have to realistically dedicate to it. Resources can be a faith matter, because if God has called you to do something in a particular season that exceeds your bank account or exceeds your capacity, then He will supply what you need. And sometimes you just need to move in faith in that direction. But just in general, try to do things that you have the capacity to do so that you can start getting some momentum, and also so God can direct you in your steps. Now, the last P in this formula stands for proceed. And that means to proceed with the business idea that you chose and commit to it for about 90 days. After working on something consistently for 90 days, you should have a clear idea if this is something that God is calling you to do. It may not be working out perfectly and you may not be seeing immediate fruit, but you should start to feel some peace and God should start giving you revelation and more detail about that particular idea. Proceeding and committing to an idea is really important, because if you tend to overthink, then most likely you also get distracted and you probably deal with what I like to call shiny object syndrome, where every time a new idea pops up, you tend to abandon the one that you're working on. So by committing to that idea for 90 days, you should start to see some fruit and make some progress. Now, one of the things I recommend, again, for people who tend to overthink or get very easily distracted, is while you're executing that idea, go on an information fast. A lot of times, the idea that you initially move forward with, you will have some type of research or information already available to you, and you don't need to do extensive research again. The reason why I say this is because sometimes we use research as procrastination in disguise, where we feel like we're doing something or we're executing when we have all these different tabs open and all these folders of notes, but really you have a bunch of information and no product or service. And so I say go on an information fast for a certain amount of time so that you can really focus on executing things and not making them perfect. If you get to a point in your execution journey where you don't have enough information to move forward, then fine, it's perfectly okay to go get the information that you need. But don't start off with so much research and get stuck there and never execute. So that is the formula that you can use to decide which business idea to focus on first. Let's go ahead and recap the three P's. Number one, pray. Make a list of all the business ideas that God has given you and present them to Him in prayer. Simply ask, Lord, which one of these business ideas should I execute first? The first idea that pops into your head will take you to the second P, which is pick. Once you have that idea, make sure that it is a profitable idea, meaning that you have an audience ready for it and is something that people are actually willing to invest in. That moves us to the final P in the formula, which is proceed. Commit to that idea for the next 90 days. Don't worry about doing excessive research. Focus on executing with the information that you already have. Alrighty, this is going to wrap up another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. If you apply this formula and maybe you still find yourself stuck in overthinking, I would love to again invite you to join the Drain to Driven program, where I'll walk alongside of you for 6 weeks to help you to execute your business idea and help you to create a marketing plan so that you can start making sales. The link to apply is in the description box below, or don't forget to scan the QR code and you'll be taken directly to it. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye!